use it. So go over and pay them $20 and you will get a, I'm sorry? Like this? Different from this. Very cool, Howard. Can you describe that shirt? Come up here. Please. Please come up here. Howard, you get up here right now. Howard is past president of the Friends of Florida Folk, and he is also a member of the Florida Folklife Council, who advises the state on all their things folklifey. Describe what's going on, buddy.
Well, y'all are here at a great time. You're here at a time when people did not think this festival was going to happen, and lo and behold, thanks to thousands of people making their voice known, the festival did happen. Change can occur in political decisions when people speak loudly and continuously, and it happened here. You can celebrate that by picking up your own T-shirts that are sold. They're going to be sold by the Park Service or going by the Fauf booth, as Ernie was saying, where you can acquire some of their new merchandise. It's brand new, never seen before. A lot of it in recognition of this, the 50th Folk Festival. The other thing I might say, when you're talking to these wonderful people from DEP who agreed to become the new home of the Florida Folk Festival, tell them that you're really looking forward to coming back next year to the 51st, because we want to make sure they keep on doing this, and we know they've really had to struggle hard this year to pull it together in short order. So give them a thanks and a pat on the back and encouragement to keep on doing it next year. Thank you.
Way to go, Howard.
Check.
And you guys ready? Then welcome a tradition for many years, the Green Grass Revival.
Thank you. I'd like to direct your attention here to stage left, to hear to Mr. Jack Piccolo. Have you seen him before? There you go. Let's see, have a hand for the poster boy here. That old $10,000 contribution really came in handy, didn't it, Jack?
Yes, it did.
Actually, this is supposed to be the Rayford Stark Sunset Beach Pete show. The fiddle player was working late last night, Elan, so he won't be here till later today. Rayford is stuck at the Welcome Center. They're trying to find his IDs to get in here. His real name is Colin Kenny, but he insists on calling himself Rayford Stark, and that works everywhere else in the world except around this part of the world where people really know what Rayford and Stark are. So he's up there arguing with them now. He'll probably show up. So we'll do a couple of our songs.
Go
lady singing the blues came through into Opaine. There stood Diamond Teeth Mary. She's waiting on the glory train. Oh, glory. Chicago, gonna ride in the rain. If you meet me at the station, I won't leave you again. We can go together, riding on that glory train.
One more time, Jack.
Thank you.
Here's a song that I always do, and I dedicated to my brother who passed away a couple years ago. Sometimes when you sit down to write a song, something comes into your mind. It might not even have anything in reality, the context of reality, to do with what you're writing about, but it gives you a certain feeling. I thought about my brother in a rocking chair with my father. I don't know why I thought that. It could have happened when I was a child or I saw it sometime, but really in my conscious mind, I can't tell you why, but it came out this way. It's always dedicated to him. It's called Daddy's Rocking Chair. Mama, can I rock in that old rocking chair? You recall him rocking away, whistling the lovesick blues. He put me on his knees, rocked so hard I nearly lost my shoes. Mama, can I rock in that old rocking chair the way my daddy used to do? Well, heart of pine, bent at the spine, hard with grandpa's tools. That old rocking chair's been on our front porch since 1922. Early every evening, all through the house, you could hear that mournful sound. Daddy just a whistling in that old rocking chair, watching the sun go down. Oh, Mama, can I rock in that old rocking chair the way that Daddy used to do? You recall him rocking away and whistling the lovesick blues. He put me on his knees and rocked so hard I nearly lost my shoes. Mama, can I rock in that old rocking chair the way my daddy used to do? Thank you. that his heart gave out. I'll never forget that night. The preacher man said that he felt no pain, just like turning out the line. I guess all of those years working so hard took him from our family. Now that rocking chair is still open. Don't you recall him rocking away, whistling that lovesick blues? He put me on his knees, rocked so hard I nearly lost my shoes. Mama, can I rock in that old rocking chair the way my daddy used to do? One more time.
Say that Pete Gallagher is a wonderful songwriter. These last two songs are written by him.
Thank you. We do have a new CD out, and it's called Grassapelli, and it'll be for sale at the Pfaff tent. It's got kind of a reddish cover with the figure of, anybody's heard of Cocapelli, the old Indian symbol with the flutes. This one's playing a fiddle. It's got the 10 most popular fiddle songs of all time, plus the Orange Blossom Special, done in a very unique way. And we'll be performing some of those songs at a workshop on Sunday morning at the Museum Garden with Elan, the fiddle player, who's not here. He had to work late last night, but he'll be here this afternoon. And, right now we're going to do another one of our songs. This one actually is called Rayford. Maybe this will bring him to the stage. I don't know. Connie, go get Rayford, would you? He's stuck up at the Welcome Center. They don't believe that's his name. Anyway, what's unique about this song, I think, is the last verse was actually written by a convict who had spent, ex-con, who had spent about 24 years on death row, almost as long as any person's ever spent on death row without actually getting executed. And then he was suddenly found innocent and put out on the street, and I ran into him on the streets of St. Pete, and he told me this story, and I didn't believe him, but I checked it out, and it turned out to be true, and he had a poem that he wrote, and so it fit in with this song. It's kind of a poem that tells about what a prisoner thinks about on death row, was all the images that go through his mind and that sort of thing.
Set me free. see the Suwannee River, feel the Georgia clay, make love to my darling before I'm. Crystal River rowing, is my mama home and sewing. My dreams, they are stuck yesterday. Can't you see that movie showing? I wonder where it's going. Will you still love me when I've done my time? Set me free. Let me cheat eternity. I want to see the Suwannee River, feel the Georgia clay, make love to my darling before I'm. Well, I have no. As I sit here, though death is close at hand, and with bitter gall my thoughts recall how I became this man. Though I stand before the chamber door, it seems I can hear the roll of the drums of death. I feel its breath reach out and touch my soul. Prison bars set me free. Let me cheat eternity. I want to see the Suwannee River, feel the Georgia clay, make love to my darling before I'm.
Thank you. All right. When we very first started to play music back in the early 70s, I think Jack first came to White Springs here in 72 with my friend Joe Smith, and they played on the stage. I was in the Army at the time. And then the next year, I was up here, and then we started coming in 74. And we used to play at the Feed Store Music Hall in Ellenton. I don't know if anyone knows where Ellenton is. The Poindexter Band were sort of our, that's who we kind of learned everything from in those early days. So this is a Poindexter song. The Poindexters came from Carolina, and that's what they call it.
I'm just sitting on my sleeping bag this morning while the white oak leaves are falling on the road. It's the back roads leading down to Carolina just to carry this lonely boy back home. Carolina, Carolina, I'm out here on the back roads coming home. I bet Mama's in the kitchen cooking supper with potatoes and fried chicken on her stove. I sure hope she got that letter that I wrote her saying this hungry boy's coming home. Carolina, oh Carolina, I'm out here on the back roads coming home. Still take a walk on Sunday evening by the clover fields where she and Nodded lay. Does she still ponder over secret places where she gave her heart and soul to me one day? Caroline, Carolina, I'm out here on the back roads coming home. Caroline, oh Caroline.
All right, thank you very much. We'll see you around.
Greengrass Revival.